All right, welcome back. Hope you got a nice little refreshing pause there. So the second reason that we don't do what matters is we don't feel like it. And that sounds so obvious, right? But if most of us are honest, this is the one that comes up a lot more often than we would really necessarily tell another person. So if you've ever had this happen, you make yourself a promise. I am going to write every morning at 8 o'clock, or, you know, I'm going to get up 2 hours early. I'm going to write every morning at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock comes, 8 o'clock comes, and we don't feel like it. So we don't do it. And almost everybody I know has had a version of this. And sometimes it's a daily occurrence, a weekly occurrence. It's why resolutions don't work at New Year's. They don't work because we don't want to do them. So the first thing about taking the fangs out of this one that's really important is just go ahead and be honest with yourself. You didn't do it because you didn't want to, or you didn't feel like it, or you didn't feel up to it. And it's not a moral failing, and it doesn't mean you're weak, and it doesn't mean you're lazy, and it doesn't mean you're never going to be a writer or you're never going to have a business. It just doesn't mean any of that. It just is. It just happened. You didn't feel like it, and you didn't do it. And just being straight with yourself is the first step, because a lot of times, because we're a little embarrassed or even ashamed, we kind of don't look at it, or we come up with a reason it didn't happen. We come up with, I didn't do it because Facebook, or because, I was interrupted, or whatever it might be. So let's talk about, why is it that we get to, we really want to the night before, we really want to get up and go for a run or write or meditate or whatever it is. And then in the morning, we don't want to do it. Why? There's a ton of reasons why, and we'll talk about those, in lots of future sessions. But I'm going to talk about the two that come up a lot. The first one that comes up a lot, and it's not just about things that we do first thing in the morning, is, especially if you live in the United States, but it's epidemic across the world, you're not getting enough sleep. So we're in a time right now where there's a lot of free floating general anxiety. We have a lot of commitments. We have a lot of things that keep us up at night, like, light and media and getting into arguments on Facebook. And so that is all enemies of getting enough sleep. Now, you may know this very well about yourself. If you're not getting enough sleep, that may be something you have had issues with for a long time. I am a long time, from the time I was, single digits old, I've had issues with sleep. I will tell you, there are some new ways of approaching getting more sleep or better sleep or suffering less damage from not getting enough sleep that you may not have seen yet, even if you have, heard all the advice. Resource for you, again, you will get it in the replay, is the Sleep School. I think they're at thesleepschool.org, O-R-G. If your sleep is bad, either temporarily or it's been bad for a long time, they may be able to help you out. So that may be something that you could address that could make a lot of things better. Whether or not you address your sleep, or you even, maybe you get lots of sleep. Some people do. My husband gets a ton of sleep. I just want to honestly punch him in the face because I'm that envious. The other cause, very, very common, is that it's not a committed habit yet. So like sitting down to write, I know many professional writers, almost all of them will tell you, no, I don't feel like writing when I sit down to write. If I only wrote when I felt like it, I would never write. Very, very common. If you've ever had a job, if you have a job now, or you've ever in your life had a job, even if you loved it, even if it was your life's work, there are mornings when you wake up and you say, I don't feel like it. I really do not. I'm not feeling it today. But you probably went anyway for a couple of reasons. A, you did have a big why, right? Like getting paid and not getting fired was a big why, you know, actually keeping your job. You wanted to keep your job. Okay. You probably already have that for this thing that you're doing, but if you don't, what's your version of, yeah, I really would like to keep this job. Two other things that you had that you may not have for the thing you're trying to do. The first is you had a commitment to, especially a commitment to your colleagues. You know, you have people counting on you. You have people, if you don't show up, you have clients or coworkers or, you know, your boss. I've often really liked the people I work for. You let them down if you don't show up. So you show up. That's a huge one. That is a big part of what Growth Club exists to do, is to give you colleagues, coworkers who would miss you if you didn't show up. And then, of course, when we show up for a job after the first week, we have a routine. We have a habit. We have, you know, we get up, we brush our teeth, we eat something, we get dressed and wear clothes, we go to work. A lot of times we don't have that for the projects we don't make progress on. We don't have the little routine. It doesn't have to be some kind of insane guru. Honestly, I took a class once from this guy and it was like, okay, every morning, get up 2 hours early, go for a run for an hour, make yourself some kind of healthy, gross tasting smoothie, spend 10 minutes brushing your teeth. I'm like, okay, you're just bizarre at this point. Meditate for 20 minutes. I'm like, dude, if I could do all that, I wouldn't have paid you to do this class. That's just insane. So I'm not talking about insanity level. I'm just talking about a simple routine that you do and that gets you in the groove. We have a whole workshop on habits that's going to be coming up. So I'm not going to go bananas on this. But if you want a little help with this, there's a book that's going to be almost like a textbook for Growth Club, and you can go and pick it up right now and get a lot out of it. And that's a book by Stephen Guise, his last name G-U-I-S-E, and he wrote a book called Elastic Habits. And this thing is so useful. It's essentially a long blog post that's been, you know, kind of bumped out to a book. Very quick read. Really, really helpful. I will give you a link to it. But Elastic Habits, and really it's just a flexible way of approaching a super tiny habit. And this is the thing, some version of a little habit to get going is the thing I found works when nothing else works. You can yell at yourself, definitely does not work. You can promise that you're going to give a donation to your political enemy if you don't do it. I have never understood that advice. I mean, they say it works. I would never do that. Like, no. Not going to happen. But this mini habits and a flexible approach to small, small, teeny, weeny habits, I found that really works. So that is a resource for you to get that habit piece in place. All right, that's it. Easy peasy, right? That's the second boss. It's not that bad, but you just have to get the tactics to do it. When we come back from break, we'll tackle the third one. This is the bigger one, but it is manageable. You just have to have the strategies. So the last habit is going to be, you know, if our workday is a game of Super Mario, this is going to be Bowser. This is the big end of game boss that you fight. So take a few, stretch your legs, and I'll catch you again after a brief pause. Talk to you in a few minutes.